Welcome back, family. This is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. I got a banger for you today, family. Today we're going to talk about what are the most important skills for a project manager. Again, what are the most important skills for a project manager? Now, these are my thoughts only. This is someone that's been in the field for more than a decade. Someone that has an MBA, a PMP, a CAPM, a CSM certification, ACP. So I can go down the line. And I'm not, again, as I always say through my videos, I'm not trying, as Les Brown would say, I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you that I do this. This is what I love. This is one of my passions when it comes to that. And one of the things that I've noticed along in my career, now, there's so many different skills, so it was hard because, you know, I try to make it as simple or simplistic as possible, family, for my new project managers or intermediate project manager, even my experienced project managers, they can take something away from this. So one of the first skills that I talk about that I think, I know is required is having leadership, not management. I'll pause for a moment. That's when I hit you with one of these. No, seriously though, family. It's very important as an important skill as a project manager that you're not a manager. I know it sounds counterproductive of saying, well, it says project manager. Yeah, I know what it says, but that's not what you do. You are a project leader. See, there's a difference between leadership and management. Let me tell you what the difference is. If you haven't, go check out some of my other videos, but I'm going to give you a highlight right now. This is management. I need you to do this task right now before the close of business. This is leadership. We're going to plan ahead effectively to make sure that you can get that task done. We're going to plan ahead to make sure you have the support. And I'm going to check in with you from time to time to see how I can support, how I can serve. Is there anything that you need from me? You tell me which one you would want to work for, as Cat Williams would say. I'll wait. Okay, I guess you don't have nothing to say. But leave it in the comments. But anyway, though, family, it's very important that when you're working with a project manager, if they're just managing, it's going to be a long, dry, boring project, okay? I'm just going to be honest with you. But when they're leading, they're exciting. They have so much energy when it comes to making sure that they're supporting you, that, again, fostering that servant leadership. If they're not fostering that servant leadership and putting you first and making sure that you have what you need and going to bat for you, then that's not a project manager you want leading that particular project. And I hate to say it, but it's true. But that's why it's important that you develop those leadership skills instead of developing the management skills. Anybody can be a manager. Not everyone can be a leader. And you know I'm going to talk about that a whole nother conversation. But let's transition into point number two. Point number two is, you've heard me say it in video after video after video, communication. Communication is key. I don't care wherever you go, you need to have not just effective, which is awesome, having effective communication, but you need to be able to speak to your avatar. Okay, no, maybe that's too high level. You need to be able to speak to your audience that you're relating the information to. I heard Russell Brunson talk about it when he was talking about, you know, building funnels and how he got excited. And then he started going into all the witty. And it was another book. I forgot her name. Is If Your Product Is So Good, How Come It's Not Selling? I think it's something like that. But check out that book. It's like almost like a networking book. But she talked about in that book about technobabble. And what I noticed, like, you can tell the difference in project managers is where they start doing that techno babble, and the techno babble will be like, well, yeah, so, you know, looking at the project schedule, and I'm wondering to make sure that we can crash and fast track, and we can, you know, just start blurring out all of this terminology within project management. And people are like, what does that mean? And how am I supposed to do that? Or then you have those people that, you know, because they've been around project managers or project management, start articulating some of the vocab that's in the PMBOK, and they'd be like, yeah, so I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at how you're building out your charter, and you know, in the charter you should have it, you know, you should have a detailed charter, and you're like, well, you must have been reading a different book, because in your charter it shouldn't be so detailed, because how would you have all the details if you haven't started the project and went through the experience of the project? So again, family, get away from what I said before of talking about that techno babble. Yes, we understand you're real versed. Yes, we understand you done got your cap in. Yes, we understand you got your PMP and any other certification, but you have to meet your audience where they are and then take them with you. That's not only showing leadership, but that's also showing effective communication by meeting your audience with where they're at as far as understanding your communication styles, because there are different styles. Some people like to communicate via email a lot, which I hate. For me, I'd rather get on a conference call, work it out, and then we can send a recap of what we just discussed what the next steps are, versus trying to solve everything through email. If you really want to get under my skin, try to start solving things through email. I would literally jump on there and say, stop, cut, shut all of this down. We need a call right now. If it's not that important, then we can wait to the next project meeting. Because what you'll notice is, because it's easier, it's simple. And you know, we don't do simple and easy here. We set the bar. We're hoping to hit perfection, but we know we're going to land on being exceptional. And that right there is what we're striving for. So family, when you're communicating, find a communication style that meets your audience. Point number three, negotiation. We talking about negotiation? Yeah, negotiation, family. See, negotiation, a lot of people wouldn't even thought about putting that as a project management skill, but it is a game changer as well. I know I'm sorry, game changer. But no, but seriously though, it is, family. And let me tell you why I believe it's a game changer. It's a game changer because a lot of times you're gonna have to negotiate for resources. You're gonna have to negotiate for financial resources, for personal resources, and being able to have that. One of my favorite books, I think it's called Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Really great, really great book. I actually read the Kindle version, as well as listening to the Audible. But it's very important that you learn how to negotiate. And see, that's why I said project management is such a transferable skill that if you're new to the project management, I don't know what's taking you so long just to jump in feet first. But if you're an intermediate or experienced project manager, you know where I'm coming from. Because it's a lot of times you have to negotiate when resources are thin, or sometimes you have to negotiate like, I don't want this person on my project, and let me give you the reason why. Can I switch them out with someone else? And a lot of times when that happens, family, if I'm going to be transparent, is that the stakeholder that you have on your team is not contributing to the team collectively. They're not helping problem solve. It's like, well, that's not my problem, and they lean back like they have nothing to do. But being able to negotiate with people is going to be a skill set, a soft skill set that will really take you take you further in your career. And the reason why I say that is because it allows you to, it's been many a times where I've had to negotiate to get someone on a call. Like, hey, listen, man, if I can get you on a call, all I need is 5 minutes of your time. And once I get them on the call for 5 minutes, I'm giving you guys my secret. So if this happens to me, if someone from my team watches, they're gonna be like, oh, that's what you do to me. Yeah, this is what I do to you. I'll say, hey, you think I can get 10 minutes of your time or 5 minutes of your time? And they'd be like, sure. So we're on this call right now. I just need you to jump on for 5 or 10 minutes. Once I get you on the call, once I get you hooked in, I got you. And what do you mean I got you? The reason why I say I got you is because if this conversation is about you, which it is, because I wouldn't have reached out for you, you're going to want to be intertwined into what we're talking about. And because of that, 5 minutes are going to go by, 10 minutes are going to go by, 15 minutes are going to go by, 30 minutes are going to go by. And you're going to be like, oh man, I've been on this call for 30 minutes. I thought you only needed 5 or 10 minutes. I did, but the conversation got so good. And that's what normally happens, family, is that when you're negotiating like that, that can happen to you where you need to pull somebody on a call, and you really may only need 5 or 10 minutes, but the conversation starts getting good. You start solving things, you start fixing things, and then you realize, wait a minute, I did need this person longer, and I'm glad that they stayed. But the key thing is, when you do that, family, don't abuse it, okay? When you are bringing people into the call or you are negotiating for resources, don't abuse it, because there you have a power that you may not even realize that you have, that people are being receptive and responsive to you. And so you want to make sure you are treating them with care. You're just as willing as they are to jump on a call at any moment and do the same thing you're asking of them. Never ask something of someone else that you're not willing to do as a project manager. This is your boy ED. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Until next time, family.